for some congregational songs now. So Tim Robbins is going to come up. He's going to lead us. The songs will be up there. So take it away, Tim.
All right. The first song tonight we're going to sing is Yet Not I, But Christ in Me.
Thank you.
Okay, right now we're going to have some special music by Allison and Abby. So take it away, guys.
Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, O our Christ, my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners, death on a cross, that He might save them from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems to see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded, bleeding, for sins bleeding. Forgive them, my Savior prayed. Meanwhile, His life blood flowed fast away, praying for sinners while in such woe. No one but Jesus ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems to us see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blood and unheeding. Precious Redeemer, seems to us see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blinded and hating, dying for me. Oh, how I love Him, Savior and friend, how can my praises ever find end? 3 years unnumbered on heaven's shore, my songs shall praise Him forevermore. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems to us see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners bleeding, blinded and hating, dying for me. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems to us see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blinded and hating, dying for me.
Thanks, girls. At this time, we're going to ask Nate Parrick to come up. He's going to give us a Bible reading. Just wait 1 second, Nate. I was speaking down at Nate's home church in Montague, and he was going to do a Bible reading there. And he asked me before I went up to speak if there was anything that I felt would be applicable to his message. And so I gave him some suggestions. And so I told him tonight maybe 10 or 20 verses or so. So he picked 21. He says there's nothing wrong with one more verse, is there? And anyway, that's just the kind of guy Nate is. He's always into whatever we're doing, plus one. So anyways, Nate, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight I'm going to be reading 1 John 5, all of the chapter. I'll give you some time to turn to it. First John chapter 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves Him who begot also loves Him who is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made himself a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we asked of him. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, we will ask, and he will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death, there is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen.
Thanks a lot, Nate. All right, we're going to have the ladies come up, all of them, I guess, and they're going to give us a song. And right after the ladies, they're going to have a seat, and the guys are going to come up and take their place. So, girls first.
I'll lower it.
Yeah, you come over here to this room.
Set this on the floor. Can they hear me when I'm talking?
All right. Now for our favorite part of the night. Ben, you tell us what we're doing. This is great. Well, just from a... You need this mic?
All right. Whoa, yeah, now I have your attention. All right. So, tonight, to get some involvement and, you know, youth group, we always try to include having some fun. We're going to play a little bit of Zonk. And to get to play Zonk, yeah. And to play Zonk, we're going to be doing a sword drill. All right? So here's how it's going to work. I picked some verses. Now, these verses contain the names of some of the people we have in our youth group. Now, you might think that's an advantage to the youth group, but that's the only name in the verse, so you should be able to find it. So we're going to do, the youth group kind of wanted to take on the rest of the chapel, but we're going to expand that to under 30 versus over 30. Now, there were a few questions raised about if you are 30 on the dot. So to that, I'd say if your birthday is in the next 6 months, then you are above 30. If it's further than 6 months, under 30. That's what we're going to go with. Okay, so Charlie, would you like to come up? She is going to... Yep, I will. She's going to be turning the numbers. So for those of you that may or may not know how to do a sword drill, that what we're going to do, sorry to those who use their phones, we're going to omit those tonight. We're going to do Bibles only. Real Bibles. New King James Version only. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, get my verses out. So, as you know, or may not know, we're going to be holding Bible by the spine, full extension, 180 degrees at the elbow. Okay? Oh. 1 second. Hopefully, oh, there they are. That was close. All right. So, first, let's see a youth group. Who's got their Bibles? Look at that. Holy smokes. All right, the rest of the under 30, let's see it. All right. Okay. Pretty good. Ty? Oh, shoot. That's all right. All right, above 30? Bibles? All right, pretty even. There's a little more under 30, but less experience. So... hopefully, it counterbalances. All right, so the first one, Bibles up. On the spine. Okay, full extension. So I'm going to say the verse, and I want to hear it back to me, and then I'll say charge, and then you can go. All right? So, 1 Kings 1, verse 22. All right, once you find the name... you can stand up and say the name or just shout it out. All right? So, neck good. Charge! Nathan. Oh, Jody! Wow, that was good. All right, Jody. You got these beloved Laffy Taffys. Hopefully there's no expiry date on them. So you've been in there for a while. If anyone knows where the full chocolate bars are that were downstairs, the youth group would like to know. We're not sure where those went. All right.
Five
points. Oh. Whoa! She's stopping. All right, what are we at? 70 for the under 30.
There we go.
All right, next one. Under 30. Is that 70? I'm going to have to remember that. All right. Philippians 2, verse 19. Charge. We got a, Billy, you come down after and see me. I'll give you a Laffy Taffy, okay? All right, what do you got for a number? You'll have to be loud.
1-4.
1-4. Oh, stop, stop. Wow. Are there any zonks on that board? Oh! Oh! He should have known better. He should have known better. All right. Next one. Bible's up. All right. Jeremiah 37, verse 20. Charge. Uh-oh. I never said you couldn't win twice, so we'll give it to you.
You got him.
All right, Billy, that's two Laffy Taffys for you. Oh! Oh!
That's the lead.
4-4, 4-4, 4-4. All right, I got five here, so we'll do two more real quick. All right, next one. Romans 11, verse 2. Charge. Oh, Travis. Now, he is not part of the youth group for this sword drill, right? You wanted to be on the above 30 team?
I didn't want to be, but...
Yeah, that's fair. All right, here we go.
4-5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
20 points.
Oh. 1-1, 1-1.
1-2.
30, we're going to have to get this next one to even have a chance. All right. This one could be a little trickier. Maybe not. I don't know. Sometimes you just crack it open and you're there. Sometimes it's luck. All right, 96 to 70 for the over 30. All right, Fifth and last one. Philemon 119. Charge. Jody got it. All right, no pressure. Oh.
What was it?
Oh! That's the win for under 30. I assume. All right, next. Tyler is going to come up. And he's going to read for us from the Word.
Well, first off, Bill, that was unfortunate that happened. That is impressive, though. So I'm going to be reading in Psalms. I'm going to be reading Psalms 139, 13 through 18, and then verses 23 and 24. If you want to follow along, I'll also give you a second to turn there. Bill might need 2 seconds. All right, I'll just start here. For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are you and your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately, woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your books were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me. When as yet there was none of them, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if they be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Okay, we're going to call on Mason Walters. He's going to give us a word from the scripture. So we'll just looking forward to hearing
that. Mason actually gave his UK testimony a couple of weeks ago, so we're really happy to hear that. So
it's, anyway, I'm going to hear what the Lord has.
Hey, everybody. Mason Walters. Some of you guys know me, some of you guys don't. I grew up on the island. I started coming here just this year. Just to let you know a little bit about me. My dad's Dutch. Mom's Canadian. It's usually a good mix. Mom grew up a Baptist. My dad's from the Reformed Church. I grew up as a Christian kid. Just kind of always knew the word, always got taught it, and yeah, so I'm going to share with you guys something that I thought was applicable for kind of this type of season, and I kind of switched the verses that I was going to read. I was going to read my favorite 3 verses, but then I looked back about half a chapter, and I found 3 more verses that I thought were a little bit more applicable. So I got them all written out here. And I have it in my Bible here. It's in 1 John 2, verse 15 to 17. And I'll just wait for you guys to get there if you wanted to follow along. All right. So starting in verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17. For the world passeth away in lust thereof, but he does the will of God abides in him forever. I got a little bit of a breakdown. I was struggling to kind of find a good interpretation for the first three verses, and I just kind of went searching, and I found these three, and I could break them down a little bit easier, and it's kind of what I prayed about, and I was just like, Lord, if there's something you can just kind of put in my mind and like just kind of help me and kind of put something forward in your word that's going to stick out. And these are the three verses that caught my attention. So for verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Like, my thoughts on that is that there's nothing on earth that's going to last forever, right? Like, it's all going to rust, it's all going to fade, it's just not going to stay. It's not eternal. The only thing that is eternal and going to last forever is our relationship with God. And that's the only thing that's going to last through the eternity. And yeah, everything we know right now is temporary. Like, it's all going to fade. It's all going to fade as soon as Christ returns. Like, nothing's going to outshine his glory. No earthly thing is going to retain its value. Everything's just going to become rust, garbage. It'll burn. It's just not going to stay. It's not eternal like our relationship with our Father is, right? The man that loves the world and treasures its values, its wealth, what will he have left? He's not going to have much left if everything can rust and just disappear, right? If everything decomposes, what's he going to have left? Nothing. He's going to have no hope, no mercy, and no meaning. In Christ, we have meaning. Like, it's just, we have that relationship, that hope, that spark, and it's something that we can cling to, and I know for sure that I've been clinging to it for the past few years. Verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. I put down in my notes, these are all distractions and temptations the devil will use for all of us. Everybody's going to be tempted. Everybody's got to have lust and like that pride and like jealousy, everything. Like, there's always those temptations that we have to fight every day. It's a tool that the devil will use to try to drive us away from our course, pull us away from God, and ultimately bring us down with him. Because, like, God wants us to stay with him and to go into heaven with him, right? Like, he wants us to spend eternity with him. Like, that's just that's why he sent his son. That's what he wants for us. And the devil is going to do everything in his power to pull us away from him and just to drag us down with him. Our Father wants us to stick to his path, no matter the trials, the suffering, or the pain that comes our way. The reward is far greater than anything the devil has to offer us as Christians. We have an eternal reward waiting for us in heaven, and just to delve into his glory and to live with him for eternity, like, that's, to me, that's the greatest treasure that I could ever get. Like, no amount of money or a bigger house or sports car is gonna make that different for me. We have a loving Father who gave his Son for me and you, and has a place waiting for us in heaven. That's our reward, to live eternally with him and to just bask in his glory and his presence and just his mercy. And yeah. Verse 17, for the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides in him forever. I have here, all this sin, shame, pain, and suffering, it's not forever. It's all temporary. As Christians, we're not going to be here forever. This is why we have our hope. Like, this isn't going to be here forever. We're not going to be here forever. It's all going to get way better. Our Savior's coming back for us, for you and me, my brothers and sisters in Christ. He came down as earth as a baby that we celebrate this month. To die on a cross for us, that all we have to do is accept him as Christ our Savior and live as he would. And that's really what we should all strive to be, and that's what I strive to be for sure, to be as Christ-like as possible and to make good decisions and just to live righteously. Because he loves us so much and didn't want any of this pain and suffering for us, he wants us to spend an eternity with him. What a loving Savior that we have in Christ, right? Like, there's nothing better than that type of a relationship, that we can just grow with God and have a personal relationship with him, and just grow in that personal relationship and just be able to talk to him about everything and anything. And over the past few years, I've struggled with that. I've had a few lonely years over the past few, and just, it's part of my testimony. I didn't really think that I had anybody to talk to, and I know now I do. I've always had people to. And this is a little bit emotional because my parents are here. And my mom's carried me through quite a bit. It's just, and I haven't really said anything about it. I just kept it quiet. And I just grew with God over the past few years because I knew that was the only way that I was ever going to get out of that dark place, that depression, that just loneliness. And it really does work. It's like you think you're alone and you're in a dark place and that there's nobody that can help you. All you need to do is lift your eyes to heaven and say a prayer, and he's there. And he's always going to answer, no matter how dark or how far you think you're. Always there. That's about it. That's all I got for you. And if I could pray, actually, that'd be awesome. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Lord, for just sending your son to die on the cross for us all, Lord, that we can come to you in all of our pain and all of our suffering and all of our trials and confusion, and that we can just pray to you, and that almost always, Lord, you will answer. You'll answer in your time. You will answer in your fashion. And it'll always work out well. And I just thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me, everything you've done for my family, everything that you continue to do in my life, and everything you continue to do for everybody in this church, everybody in the world, Lord, that you've died for all of us, every one of us, and that our sin has been cleansed, and that I pray people will just kind of come to terms with that and realize it, Lord, and be able to come to you and spend eternity with you and just to be able to cherish a relationship with you and just to be able to realize that you are the only way, Lord, in this life. You're the only path that has a light at the end of the tunnel. The world can offer as much garbage and as much trash, and it all look promising during this life, Lord, but you are the only thing that lasts forever. I just pray that you will continue to keep guidance and protection over all of us, Lord, and that you will just bless this church, Lord, and bless the assembly, bless everyone here, bless everyone outside of this church, Lord, everyone watching, everyone that even has a remote clue about you, Lord, and that they'll just kind of clue into that, and that ultimately you will be glorified, Lord, in your presence. And when you come back and take us all to paradise, Lord, I just pray that we will all be able to stand fast with you, Lord, and that we'll all just be able to continue to trust you and just apply word to our lives and just to live fully for you. In your son's precious name, amen.
Mason's one of many older guys and girls that maybe could have moved on from youth group but have kept on coming every Friday night faithfully and just being good examples to the younger kids there. So we're very thankful for guys like Mason and the older ones that come. Just another two quick plugs. It wouldn't be a youth group night if we didn't go overtime. So parents, you know. two quick plugs. One is just for reading your Bible. We hammered away at the youth group every Friday night, and so we'll keep on hammering away. On the new year, we're going to pass out the kids a Bible reading plan that will carry them through the scriptures in 1 year, and we are going to send home copies for the parents as well. So parents, if you would like to read along with your kids and encourage your kids, and kids encourage your parents, sometimes they need a little kick too. So just so you know, that's coming. And one of the first songs we sung about ancient words, they really do, these words in the Bible really can change your life. An encouragement to plug away. There's some tough chapters in the Bible. Some of them feel like maybe a grind sometimes, but there's gold in those words. And then just one more plug, Jeremy, if you don't mind putting up the picture for me. We have our pig, Albert Einstein, our piggy bank, that we're collecting some money for. This is Brant and, I forgot her name again. Brant and Lainey Joy Watley. And I ran into Brant at a Bible study at Scotty's house, and I didn't really know who he was. And turns out that he was Tim Watley's son, and they are going to Iqaluit, Nunavut, to be missionaries there to the native people. So that is who we've been raising money for this year at Youth Group. And that's about all I have for a plug, and we'll just call Jonathan Baglow up, and he's going to close the meeting in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank that you have sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins so we can all be together in heaven with you. And I thank that the meeting went well and that everyone was safe. And I pray that we all have a safe drive home and that church will continue to go well. And in your heavenly name I pray, amen.